Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today. The report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines' 91-day Treasury bill auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform, raising $28.0 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 1.98909%. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 16 securities, of which 6 advanced, 6 declined, and 4 traded firm on the Trinidad Stock Exchange. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 151,824 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $1,619,176.49. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader for a value of $114,750, followed by NCB Financial Group Limited with a volume of 43,300 shares being traded for $469,805. Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited contributed 16,506 shares with a value of $397,865.25, while Grace Kennedy Limited added 16,500 shares, valued at $56,805. First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 24 cents to end the day at $41.89. Conversely, Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited registered the day's to close at $24.10. On the mutual fund market, 9,900 shares changed hands for a value of $239,509.90. Clico Investment Fund was the most active security, with a volume of 9,860 shares, valued at $238,873.60. Clico Investment Fund advanced by 12 cents to end at $24.23. Calypso Macro Index Fund advanced by 5 cents to end at $15.90. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. Cinema One Limited was the only active security on the SME market, posting a volume of 100 shares valued at $680. Cinema One Limited declined by 35 cents to end at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Thursday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 2,402.96 points to close at 506,866.54. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 2,648.71 points to close at 556,709.48. The JSE Select Index advanced by 22.42 points to close at 13,135.59. The JSE Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.15 points to close at 95.27. The JSE Financial Index advanced by 0.66 points to close at 137.80. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 0.09 points to close at 97.16. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 36 stocks, of which 20 advanced, 11 declined, and 5 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 24,330,000. 188 units valued at over $89,041,566.40. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 10,773,922 units, followed by Wigton Windform Limited ordinary shares with 7,782,862 units, and QWI Investments Limited with 3,971,787 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, two traded firm as 66,488 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $4,574,192.40. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 60,848 at a high of 0 and a low of 0 before closing at $75. They were followed by Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited, which traded 3,640 shares. Today's financial tip. Where can I find information on the terms and conditions of a government's upcoming issue? To obtain information on upcoming government issues, you may visit the ECSE website at www.ecseonline.com. Click on the upcoming RGSM issues tab and search the list displayed for the prospectus of the issuing government. The prospectus provides information on the upcoming issue, the government's financial performance, and the country's economic performance. Join us Monday for another RCI Business Report.